Good evening, everyone. This is according to order the Pacifica National Board meeting today, April 17th. Richard, this is Joe and Zahn, the Vice Chair. I'm standing in for Grace Aaron, who is traveling and so cannot be available today. Richard, would you take the role, please?
Okay, it's 8:40 p.m. Eastern Time.
Before we do that, well, go ahead.
Jerry Ginsman.
Present.
Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Andrea Turner.
She's away.
Joseph Wanzala.
Here.
Grace Aaron. Sean O'Brien.
Present.
Leslie Radford.
I'm here.
Rico Ross. Can't hear you, Rico. George Ryder.
Here.
Sandra Rawline.
Here.
Wendy Shrell. Wendy. Can't hear you. Susan Young.
Here.
Nia Bediako.
Present.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Jamie Ross.
Here.
Jim Brown.
Here.
AC Bird.
Here.
Lizette King.
Yes.
David Beaton. David Beaton. Gio Wangata. You have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. So moving on to agenda approval. Does everybody have a copy of the agenda? It was first sent.
I don't. When was it sent?
Well, Richard just resent it, I think, earlier on, late this afternoon.
It was sent on the 10th. Grace sent it on the 10th, and I resent it about 30 minutes ago.
Go ahead.
Bonnie, the stack.
Okay, I've got Bonnie. Anybody else for the stack?
What are we on the stack for?
To change any changes to the agenda.
Sherry on the stack.
Leslie on the stack.
Okay, I'll go in that order if nobody else has anything. Bonnie.
I can't. My question is this the sum total of what we are covering in this meeting on this agenda?
I believe there were some items that were sent out, I think, to the secretary last Sunday for this agenda. And so to the extent that people who sent those do not see those items, they should ensure that they get on. Because I'm not sure what happened with the communication. There may have been something missed in the communication. So we are now this is the time to approve the agenda, and to the extent that anybody has any changes or additions, they should do that now.
Okay, well, I had sent in a motion to rescind.
Right, I remember that, and it was properly noticed, so it should be on the agenda. Richard, did you receive that?
I saw it, and I thought it was on there, but it may not be.
It is on there, gentlemen.
What is that?
Under new business. This is Sean. It's on there.
That's right. It's under new business. I beg your pardon. Thank you for pointing it out, Sean.
Wendy's here.
I don't see my motion to rescind on there.
Rescind what?
Oh, sorry. There's two different motions to rescind. There's a motion. I'm sorry. There is a motion to rescind there, but it's not the one that Bonnie said. Bonnie sent one. Which is a motion to rescind the change of status motion.
Why didn't Bonnie send it to the full committee?
She sent it to the full board. Just hold on, Sean. Yeah, she did send it to the full board. I was aware of it, as were others, and so that needs to be added. I mean, as a matter of course, I suppose it would go under new business unless somebody has a motion to put it. Unless Bonnie, you want to move to put it elsewhere on the agenda.
Chair, I just want the record to reflect or let people know I didn't get it, as a PNB member or as a committee member.
It was sent to pnb@pacifica.org as well as to Richard Uzel and Grace.
That's fine, Bonnie. I don't care where you sent it. I'm telling you,
okay.
I did not get it. Thank you.
Oh, can you?
John, fair enough. So the motion was sent. I certainly saw it. And now, Bonnie, do you? So it is now. Can you email it to the secretary, please?
Sure.
To everybody. Oh, Bonnie, everybody.
And then, do you have any other action item around this, Bonnie?
I would like a meeting on parliamentary procedure whether a motion to rescind needs to be taken up in this meeting for a motion that was passed last meeting.
Point of information, Mr. Chair. What exactly is Bonnie talking about? I'm very familiar.
Sean, please hold on. I think I understand what Bonnie's asking. I mean, I, as far as I'm aware, I think it is proper. I mean, George can correct me to bring it up. You gave proper notice, so it can get on the agenda like anything else.
Chair, this is a point of information. I'm just a little confused here because we got Sherry's motion to deal with Campbell. What is Bonnie's motion to rescind? What are we rescinding under Bonnie's proposed motion?
It is a motion to rescind the motion that was passed during the last PNB meeting on change of status.
Correct. And if I understand Bonnie's question, she's asking what. You know, as a matter of procedure, I think it is proper to bring it forward.
No, that's fine. I just want a clarification because I never got it.
Okay.
So I just want to understand what we're talking about. You don't have to go any further. Thank you very much.
Okay. And so the question now is, as a matter of course, would go under new business, but then the question is, would you want to, that's where it is going to be unless you want to move otherwise.
Mr. Chair, this is Richard.
Yes.
I just forwarded everyone that motion, and Bonnie, I'm sorry I didn't get it on there, but I haven't gotten much done toward the agenda the last couple.
This is George.
Okay.
Can I speak to what I think Bonnie's question was?
Please.
What I heard Bonnie say was, did the motion to rescind have to be done at the next meeting? No, it doesn't. With proper notice, it's you can rescind it whenever.
So it's my understanding that I have put this in proper fashion, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Next on the stack was Sherry.
I would trying to see where Bonnie's. Where's Bonnie's motion going?
Why don't you go ahead? I'd just like a moment to read this agenda.
Okay.
All
right. Under committee reports, I want to add an item about scheduling of committee meetings. They've been overlapping. Several PNB members are members of several committees. In the past, they have never been overlapping committees, so I want that added as part of the discussion of the committees.
Second.
Okay. Fair enough. We'll come back. Did I hear somebody?
Yes. Second.
Okay, no, I got the second. I take that down. Does anybody else have any changes before we go back and vote on these amendments?
Yes, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I believe I'm still on the stack.
Yeah, Leslie.
Hold on. So there's Les. I think Leslie was next in the stack, and then Nia is the next voice I've heard, and then I just heard Sandra.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. Carolyn here.
Yes.
You might want to appoint a timekeeper at this point.
Thank you. Actually, Sean, could you keep time for me, please?
I will be happy to keep time for
us, Father.
If you could just tell me before each item how much time we're supposed to keep, I'm happy to keep time for you.
Okay. I think those items, those times are right now on the agenda.
Okay, are they okay?
Yeah,
strengthen.
Okay, because sometimes I deal with agendas that don't have times on them, so I appreciate that. Thank you.
Right.
So now I think, so we, right now, Sherry has asked us to put scheduling the issue of scheduling committee meetings on
the... We're on time right now. Are we on approving the agenda? Well, we've already went past 5 minutes. Do you want me to start the clock, or do you want me to... Mr. Chair, what do you want me to do?
We need a motion to extend time, or if that's necessary.
Or we vote on this agenda.
I'm so moved.
Thank you. For how long?
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Very good. Any objection? Okay, so let's move to the... Sherry, were you done? Sherry, were you done with your...
Yes.
Okay. So I think Leslie was next on the stack.
Okay, now start the clock.
Joe, point of order. Joe.
One of those is that, excuse me, I've been recognized.
A point of order.
One of those.
Hold on.
Point of order.
Am I getting feedback here? I'm hearing two voices, and I don't know if I'm echoing or not.
Leslie, if you'd hold on a moment, I think somebody has a point of order.
It's George. I had a point of order.
Okay, George has a point of order.
Sherry moved to have something added to the agenda. I didn't hear you ask if there are any objections, so we need to...
Did
you do that?
Yes.
I didn't hear.
Well, I asked if it was seconded. I thought I would then go back and we'd vote on them, rather than voting them each one by one.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. So please, then, Leslie.
Yeah, I have two items. One is a motion from Yoshi Yamanaka that you got earlier about endorsing, I just sent that out, a global warming action. I just resent that to the PNB. And one was my request for 20 minutes for discussing the upcoming elections and the timetable therein, which I sent out right after the last meeting and I just sent again.
Okay. So those are two items. So we take them one by one in terms of clarifying. Is there a place on the agenda you want to put them?
Certainly, under the circumstances, Yosh's national call to action on global warming should go under new business, I believe.
Okay.
Although it is a pressing global concern, and I don't want to minimize it.
Sure.
Given that we are way behind the timeline on elections, I would certainly like to hear a discussion of that sooner rather than later. I'm open to suggestions on where people would like to put that.
An elections committee, there's an election section for the elections. Can we put it under the, so it'd be 4D?
We can do it under 4D if you can give me 15 more minutes under there.
Oh, I see. Is there any objection to adding... 15 minutes, or adding, so would it be then 20 minutes total?
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll come back to that in a minute. So are there any other items for the agenda? I think in terms of the stack, I believe it's Nia is next.
No, I did not ask for anything, Joe. Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Then I heard Sandra's voice. Could you understand?
You heard Susan's voice.
I beg your pardon, Susan.
That's okay. There's a motion on here regarding WBAI being in arrears. That is a carryover from previously, and if I recall correctly, we discussed it and decided it was unnecessary.
So
I think that can just delete.
If that's just a math, if that's what we decided at the last meeting, it seems to me that doesn't need an action to affirm that. So, Richard, if you just note that item comes out of the agenda, well, everybody should note that it's no longer on the agenda, unless anybody has any other information about that.
The one on finance is just whereas.
Finance,
okay.
Which is
so
G2.
With the point of information? I have a point of information.
Jamie.
Yeah, this is last week's agenda. Didn't we get partway through this? I mean, I think we're actually starting after finance. We got through the finance last time.
No, Jamie, that was the continuation the week before.
Oh, really? But this motion, okay.
Yeah,
that's right, Jamie. We dealt with this motion, so it needs to come off.
Okay, all right. Sorry about
right,
that.
Right, that's what Susan said. But otherwise, I believe the agenda, if I'm at least, my understanding is that it's been modified, or at least attempted to modify to reflect what, you know, I guess that one remained in the agenda somehow, but otherwise it's been modified according to what has already, you know, what has not been dealt with. So we need to, I don't know where you are in time, but we need to finish with the agenda.
Point of information?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm just a little confused about this last thing. Richard, my question is, do you have draft minutes from last week?
I don't have draft minutes from last week. I was told last week that to wait and put it all together in one form, and I figured I would have all that ready for y'all at your in-person thing. And
I'm just confused about that motion about WBAI. In order to remove it from the did we table it?
I think so.
You think so? I can't remember.
I think that
people keep in mind the time, because we're trying to approve this agenda. Just as parenthetically.
Joe, this is Dave Beaton. I joined the call, just to let you know.
Okay. I'm sorry. Is Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Is that Bonnie's question about the WBAI and permitting the transfer of funds?
Yes.
If I recall, the discussion that we had was that this authority, that we didn't have to grant special authority for it.
Mr. Chair, may I step in here as a timer? I inadvertently disconnected myself, and we are a minute over time. I was going to tell you that a minute earlier, but I inadvertently disconnected myself.
Okay,
and
I just apologize
to the body for that.
We still have to approve the agenda. We ran out of time to approve the agenda. Is there any...
Okay, I'm sorry. The thing that's really confusing to me is there's been an addendum to that item that says, and any other amendments that were not fully dealt with in the P&B conference of 4/10/09. That would indicate to me that we were yet to take up the rest of this item. I can't figure out why that would have been added there if that were not the case.
I'm not entirely with you, but can you hang on to that thought? We need we're out of time on the agenda. We need
Joe, I'm sorry, but it's what it says on this agenda that we were sent today.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that point, Bonnie. I'm just trying to deal with the issue of we've run out of time on this item, so we need procedurally. Is there a motion to extend time so we can...
Extend by 5 minutes.
Okay. Is there any objection?
Yep.
Second. This is Wendy.
Yes.
We don't have to keep extending time because we haven't approved an agenda yet that sets the time.
Fair enough, but I'm also trying to police time.
I'm with you.
So just want to keep in mind so we don't end up just doing this indefinitely. So, Bonnie, you're raising a point about the motion that we think we had dealt with?
The motion that there seems to be confusion over as to whether we decided that it didn't need to be a motion because the executive director can, or the CFO can already do that, which I think is a little dicey once it's on an agenda, or did we table it or what, and nobody really seems to remember. What is indicated to me, because of the addendum that Grace put on this on the night of the 10th that says, and any other amendments that were not fully dealt with in the P&B teleconference of 4/10/09 at the very end of that item would indicate to me that we were going to take that up. Now, maybe I'm just interpreting the note wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's on our agenda right now.
From where? What is she reading from? I'm having
from
trouble.
The agenda.
Bonnie's reading from the agenda, item G2.
Yeah, but is
item
it open session
G2.
Or the closed session?
Hold on, Sean. But are you asking us to do something, though, Bonnie? Because at this point...
I was hoping one of us remembered what the hell really happened. I think if indeed this was still sitting there, that we can't just blow it off without...
Mr. Chair?
...making some kind of action.
Okay, okay, Bonnie, let me hear what Susan has to say.
Sure. First of all, I don't recall that there were any amendments in the discussion, and what I would propose when we get to that point is that it be tabled until there
okay.
is the opportunity to review the minutes.
Thank you, Susan. Let's do it that way. So now I want to go back. We have a couple of items to address in terms of approving the agenda. First, I'm going to go to the motion to rescind the change of status. Bonnie, you wanted some time to think about what you wanted to do with that in terms of where to put it on the agenda.
As long as my motion to rescind is officially accepted, where can we put it?
Why don't you ask if there's objection to it being put on the agenda?
Sean already dealt with that. Now Bonnie wants to decide where she wants to put it on the agenda, and then we'll vote on that.
I would put it in new business unless the board has a different theory here.
That's fine. So
if
it's going to go...
Mr. Chair, if it's motion to rescind, shouldn't it be an unfinished business? Perhaps George has a thought on that.
I'm sorry, an unfinished business. Maybe that's... Yes, that makes sense.
That's fine with me, unless, George, you have any other...
I think a motion to rescind is a new motion. I mean, it can be brought at any time. It doesn't have to be brought at the next meeting, which is the only reason why you might think it'd be an unfinished business. But it's essentially, I think it's new business. Is my thought.
Okay, and I will rule as such unless somebody wants to challenge that. So it'll go as item. It will become item C under new business. Is there any objection? Okay, moving on. So, Sherry, you had a...
There is objection, okay? I don't want them to rescind this order. This is a common sense...
No, vote no when it comes up.
Well, good. Well, let us move...
You...
Sure, hold on, please, people. Sean, it's proper to bring this motion. I think at that point we can deal with it, but there's no...
Okay, understand is even things that we don't know whether they're going to be on the agenda, we're putting them on the agenda, and then we bring the objection up at that time.
No.
What I'm trying to understand here. Logically, it seems to me we should object up front to whether things should even be on the agenda. And I'm happy to go whatever path we choose, I'm happy to follow that, but... I got to tell you, I don't even think
Sean
should be on the agenda. Thank you.
Okay, that's fine. But if you object and you want us to go to a vote, that's fine. Otherwise, we're going to move to the next item.
Okay, I'll take the point up later. Thank you.
Okay, so Sherry had an item about scheduling committee. Sherry, could you just quickly articulate that and tell us where you'd like us to put it?
Yes, during the course of the last 2 weeks at least, several meetings have been calendared at the same day and the same time. For instance, the other day, finance and governance were calendared at the same time, and there are many PMB members who are members of both and who could not attend both meetings. This has never happened in the past.
Point of order. This is discussing the motion as opposed to where it needs to be located in
She's
the agenda.
Right. She's right.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. I also did appreciate what Sherry was explaining, but good point, Susan.
Beginning of committees and working groups.
Committees and working groups.
Right at the beginning.
Okay. So it would be A essentially.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, does anybody have any objection?
A where? A in new business or what?
No.
A under committees and working groups, so it would be 4A.
I have no objection.
Okay. Okay. And then I think the motion from Yosh regarding global warming, I mean, it seems to me we could dispense with that fairly straightforwardly anywhere in the agenda, but unless somebody wants to move it anywhere else, it's going to go into new business as item D.
No objection.
Okay. And then I think we, is any objection to placing the, to adding 15 minutes to the election committee section of the agenda to discuss, you know, the elections?
No, the election timeline in particular.
So that would be 20 minutes. Any objection?
Yes, Carolyn.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm waiting, but I do have a comment after you get through this item.
Okay, so was that Luzette?
No.
Carolyn had an objection. So, fair enough. So that means we let's have a discussion on this item. Carolyn, do you want to say why you object to 20 minutes?
Well, I'd like to hear Leslie's reasons for taking up 20 minutes of an item that's been passed and is being dealt with in a committee. I don't know why I don't understand why it's going to be on the agenda. Perhaps Leslie could explain.
Sure. I wrote to the Elections Committee and asked for clarification on the timeline because we're in contradiction between two elements of the bylaws right now, and I was hoping for a resolution from that. I didn't hear back from the Elections Committee. I know there are people organizing for elections, and I think we need some clarification for the people listening to this stream about the June 1 start date and the fact that we don't have a national election supervisor.
Well,
may I speak to that, Mr. Chair?
Kathy?
Yeah, Sean.
Yeah, no, we are currently looking at a number of election supervisors.
Yeah, Sean, okay.
Point of order.
I would just recognize. What's the problem?
Well, Sherry, the point of order. I wasn't. Go ahead, Sherry.
So we're just to approve the agenda. You're not supposed to argue it. It keeps going back and forth, so obviously we're going to argue the motion. Susan's point was well taken with my comments.
Right. No, your point is well taken just now. I think people should talk about why they think it's just, I can only imagine it can be a very narrow discussion about why you think it should not be 20 minutes, so we can just move to a vote.
Thank you. Carolyn on the stack, please.
Well, wait a minute.
Sean, could you finish your point?
I'm going to vote on the agenda. No, the point is that, you know, for once, me and Sherry are in agreement, okay?
We're not.
You know, we need to approve this agenda before we discuss any of this. And
very good.
You told us to put things off until we come to that point in the agenda, but you're now allowing other people to raise objections before we've approved the agenda.
Mr. Chair,
point of order.
May I be on the stack?
Carolyn.
Okay, wait, I think I had, okay, Sean, thanks. Then I think I had Carolyn, and then who was that who just spoke?
This is Sandra.
Okay, so Carolyn and then Sandra, and we'll try to keep your points very brief so we can move to a vote on whether or not we're going to.
Yes, no, I'm just speaking to the place on the agenda. I believe this belongs under the discussion on the Elections Committee. I don't believe it needs to be 20 minutes either, so I'd like to put a substitute motion to put it on in the Elections Committee report or area for 5 minutes. It's a factual question, and it can be probably dealt with then.
So that would be in addition to the 5 minutes that it's ready, that item. It would be a total of 10 minutes.
Yes.
So moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, shall we move to,
We approve the agenda.
Point of information.
We haven't approved the agenda yet.
No, I move we approve the agenda.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra.
Point of order.
Hold on. Oh, George has a point of order.
Discussions about the time setting and what's going to be there, you know, new items or where you're going to move the items are appropriate before you move to approve the agenda.
That's what I thought.
That discussion of the time on that election committee meeting is in order.
Right.
I agree it's in order, but, you know, due to efficiency, We're not going to accomplish anything.
I see. So the way to do that is for people to try to focus, and so people who have raised these items and discuss them so we can move forward.
We have now spent 35 minutes talking about approving
Mr.
the
Chair,
agenda.
Would you please ask,
Sean,
if you call members to stop commenting?
Okay, Sean, you're raising fair points, but it's also... So let people speak. I know we're ready. I was trying to formally spend time to try to police it, so that obviously hasn't worked. And so we don't need to do it. Let's just try to focus and get this resolved so we can move forward with the meeting. So, Carolyn, what is do you have anything else on this? And then
Mr. Chair, this is Richard. I need to know if on that motion to substitute, if there were any objections.
Yes. Yes, there wasn't. There is. AC has objected, and I think we're in discussion on this item just now. Carolyn, are you done?
Yes, I just a simple motion. Thank you.
Okay, then Sandra.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra, and I would like to move that we approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Yeah, but right now there's a substitute motion on the table. On the election, on the one item from the election. So, can we, if anybody does have anything else on that, we shall move to a vote.
Call the question?
Yeah, comment.
Okay. Richard, will you call to take the roll? And what we're voting on is whether Leslie had put forward.
Nice, man.
AC, do you have something?
Mm-hmm. Edible fund, right.
Okay, so Leslie put forward a motion to add 15 minutes. To the election section of the agenda to discuss elections in general, and Carolyn now has a substitute motion to add only 5 minutes. So that is what we're voting on.
Okay, here's the vote. Here goes the vote.
This is Leslie. Clarification, something here. The discussion is around the timeline for elections.
Right. Okay. And then somebody had a point of information. Did somebody have a point of information?
Yeah, it's Bonnie. I was just confused by the adjournment time on the meeting.
Can we deal with this afterwards, after we get this vote?
Well, it's part of your agenda setting.
Yeah, but we're dealing with an agenda item just now, and then we'll come back to you in a minute.
Absolutely.
So, Richard, can you take the role for this?
Please? Okay, this is vote. This is a vote on the substitution motion. Sherry Gindelman.
No.
Bonnie Simmons.
No.
Andrea Turner. Joe Wanzala. Are you present?
Aaron.
I vote.
Yeah.
Right. Grace Aaron's not here. Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
No.
Rico Ross. George Ryder.
Pass.
Sandra Rawline.
I just want to be clear on what I'm voting. Does the amendment that Carolyn set forth to limit the time to 5 minutes, is that correct?
It would be a total of 10 minutes for that item.
Okay. So I vote no.
Wendy Trill?
Yes.
Susan Young?
Pass.
Nika Bediako?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Tammy Ross? Wait a minute. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Tammy Ross?
Yes.
Jim Brown? Can't hear you,
no.
Jim.
No.
That's Jim. Okay. AC Bird?
No.
Seth King?
Yes.
David Beaton?
Yes.
Pia Wangaza?
Yes.
Okay, we had George Ryder pass.
Abstain.
Okay. Susan Young?
Abstain.
Eight to six. 872. Motion passes.
Okay, thank you. Bonnie, you had something about time for adjournment.
I think I answered my own question. Sorry, Mr. Chair.
Fair enough. Thank you. But I think so. The agenda now says 10 p.m. Although the start time for the executive session is 10:30.
That was my question. I just figured maybe I'd let it slide. Shouldn't time be 10:30?
You're correct.
I think that was just left over from last week.
Yeah.
Okay, this meeting will end at 10:30. Okay, so
Mr. Chair.
Move approval of the agenda.
Mr. Chair.
Second.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, AC.
Yeah, I'd like to have some report. I don't know whether you received a report from Grace or whether people from BAI have any issues on this. I'd like to know what's going on there. I'd like to have that placed on the agenda.
Yeah.
At least a report.
There's a motion on the floor.
Yeah, no, the AC, hold on a moment. There is
trying to get in before the motion was made.
There is a motion on the floor.
Yeah, the motion is, there is a motion. Well, is there any objection to approving the agenda? I think, and AC, you can object at this point if you want.
No, I'm saying that I was trying to get in before the motion was placed.
Right, so but what you can do now procedurally is object to approving the agenda, then we can raise, but procedurally we have to move, now vote on whether, unless you have an objection, we're going to move forward with the agenda. I'm tempted to editorialize. I think what you're suggesting is a good idea, but we don't have anybody to report, and I don't have information that you're requesting myself. So perhaps in the course of the meeting, that information may come up, but I don't have it. So do any objection to approving the agenda?
Yes, AC.
Okay. So
let's just move to the vote, Chair.
Let's move to a vote. Unless anybody can we move to a vote, please, Richard.
Am I on? Okay. This is for agenda approval?
Yes.
Jerry Gendelman?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
She's not here.
She's out of the country.
Okay. Hey, y'all don't have to get hostile with me. If I call somebody's name, then just give me some peace. Joe Wanzala.
I'm trying to save you time. I wasn't hostile.
Give me some peace, folks. Joe Wanzala.
Yes, yeah, thank you.
He can't.
Chair.
Grace Aaron. She's not there. I'm calling her name. Sean O'Brien.
I'm here, yes.
Leslie Radford.
How?
Rico Ross, George Ryder.
Yes.
Sandra Rawline.
Yes, I move, I vote to approve.
Wendy Strell.
Yes.
Susan Young.
Yeah.
Nia Bediako. Nia?
Sorry, I was on mute. No.
Agenda approved, no. Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Jamie Ross.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
No.
AC Byrd.
No.
Lizette King.
Yes.
David Beaton.
Yes.
Fia Wangaza.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
No.
Four.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you. Next is minutes. I don't know. Have you received? Maybe we did, but I certainly haven't looked at them myself. Minutes from the last meeting that we haven't seen.
Mr. Chair, I was told at the last meeting to not bring minutes forward until the meeting that's being continued gets finished. So I didn't bring them this time. I'll have the whole thing ready for you all next time.
Fair enough.
Point of information, Joe. This is Nia this time.
Yes.
Yes. I saw minutes for April 10th. So who gave the directive not to bring, not to have them discussed?
Those minutes from April 10th were not considered at the last meeting.
No, last week was April 10th.
That's right, and those minutes were not considered at that meeting.
Mr. Chair, is the simple answer that they are not ready yet?
That's what it sounds like to me. And so I think then we'll just defer approving of the minutes unless anybody else has a better idea. Then we'll move to, I don't think there are any consent items. So we'll skip that. Is anybody now on to acknowledgement? Does anybody have any acknowledgement?
This is George. I have one.
Yes.
I want to acknowledge a local activist who is also on the LSB, who, as far as I know, was the first one who thought to call Al Jazeera and see if they might be interested in working with Pacifica, and discussed it with Nicole, and that's Don Cook. And so I want to acknowledge him for his foresight, for his commitment, actually, since then, to sort of making it happen as best he could from where he was on the LSB.
Okay.
This is Nia.
Nia, please.
Okay. I'd like to acknowledge all the WBAI listeners who came out to the town hall meeting last week in support of WBAI. They understand that there is a severe financial crisis, but not only did they come to show adamant about not, you know, locking their transmitter room, but also they came up with volunteer services in order to help the station. So, and the general manager has some of those ideas, so he should be acting on them. I just want to acknowledge those really strong and brave listeners.
This is Kathy.
Yes, Kathy.
I wanted to acknowledge the staff people who came to New York from KPFK and helped us sort through a lot of the problems we were having in our premiums Memphis system, and for the work that's being done on the website and phone systems. I think it's going to be a big improvement as we move forward.
Very good. Anybody else have something?
Yes, Leslie here. I really want to thank Lynn and Efren for getting out all of those financials for us. Tremendous job there from the national office.
Who's making that?
Leslie.
I think Sandra was next.
And then Laura Barnes.
I would like to acknowledge Lem for the 60th anniversary and everything that she's put into it. And I would also like to acknowledge Laverne and everybody in the national office that put in countless hours putting together our financials. And thank you for that.
Laverne? If I may speak. Thank you, Sandra, for that tremendous thought in terms of acknowledgement. And thank you, Leslie, also for acknowledging Lynn and Efren for doing a tremendous job. And it's the business managers in the station who have to close the books. So I just want to say that I think this is the first time that we've actually closed the books on the 10th workday, had reports out the following day, when we actually use actual numbers, not accrued or made-up numbers. So, you know, this is really great, and they were able to do it because the other big news for us is that the CPP approved the second payment on the funding. And that's because over the last 8 weeks since I have been here, that has been the priority for the finance staff. And that's why we had Efren coming up here before we actually brought him up here in a permanent position. So, you know, the tremendous amount of work, and once we get an HR person in, perhaps we can actually do more than just acknowledgments for the staff. But thank you.
Okay. Where are we on time for acknowledgments, Sean?
We're over 5 minutes.
That's my sense.
Over.
Okay. So, unless somebody has something in addition they want to say and wants to move to extend time, we'll move to the next item, which is a motion regarding progressive disciplinary measures. Does anybody want to speak on this?
This is Mia.
Go ahead.
Yeah. This motion, I mean, I can't remember the wording from last week, but it just seems a little short, and it's because I'm looking at it visually. But it's a little bit open-ended and a little bit dangerous in terms of authority. It's not in an employee handbook, right? And it doesn't seem like we have any checks and balances on this arbitrary authority. Also, it doesn't limit applications to GM as written. I think we should not vote for this. And the ED doesn't have authority over local employees and shouldn't extend authority over local stations. I don't understand why this is even coming up.
Sean on the stack.
Sherry on the stack. Bonnie on the stack.
Anybody else for the stack before I go to...
Yes, Leslie on the stack.
And Carolyn.
Sandra on the
okay.
stack.
Well, give me a second. So Sean, Sherry, Bonnie, Carolyn, Leslie, Sandra. Okay, Sean.
Yeah, these are exactly the kinds of power and authority that our ED needs in order to keep us in compliance with FCC regulations and the CPB. You know, if we don't give her the authority to deal effectively with problems, whether they be structural or personnel, well, guess what? Then we're jeopardizing our license, okay? These are common sense, practical approaches. This is not an overstretching of power or anything like that. This just gives our interim executive director or our executive director the capacities they need in order to make sure that everybody is complying with FCC regulations. And I don't want to chance our license or all of our licenses on a executive director who doesn't have the power to, make sure that we comply. Thank you.
Sherry?
Yeah, I'd also like to ask now, to add now, we're 3 minutes into this five-minute item, that people limit their remarks to 1 minute or 2 minutes.
We're 2 minutes and 43 seconds into this.
I think,
hey, Sean, please, Sherry.
Am I the timer or
could
not?
Could you keep him in order, Joe? He disrupts
no, no.
The meeting.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. She is out
Joe,
of order.
Joe, could you please?
Timer, and she's trying to set time here.
She was giving her remarks, Sean, and I think they did. Let her speak, and I think it'll keep things more efficient.
I'm happy to let her speak. I just don't want him keeping time.
Fair enough.
Unless she wants to do it. If you want
no,
her,
no, Sean. She's giving.
Timer?
Sean, please. Let Sherry say her piece, and then we'll go
I'm
to the next.
I'm happy for that.
So I think simply that I do think that the measures as proposed are outside the purview of this body. The bylaws do not make this a governing board, a management board. It's a governing board for this board to promulgate procedures for staff discipline is definitely outside of our purview, and changing the name from gradient to progressive does not change what I found to be shockingly harsh disciplinary procedures. This is supposed to be Pacifica Radio, and I've worked in many organizations and foundations and have never seen discipline narrated in the way that was proposed in the last meeting, and I really ask this board not to approve this.
All right, thank you. Bonnie?
Yes, I share many of Sherry's fears and concerns about this. I would certainly hope that whatever was done, our acting interim executive director would be being advised by HR and getting legal advice from counsel specializing in employment law, I cannot possibly vote for this. I don't even know what it means. I don't know what the clause include any measures the executive director may need to ensure compliance. And it doesn't jibe very well with the material that is in the Pacifica employee handbook that I'm looking at right now, which actually does lay out possible offenses that would call into place discipline and several systems involving oral and written warnings before an employee is disciplined. But I don't see any of the thought about this going into this motion, and I will definitely vote against it. I also think if we were to be crafting something around this, we would want to make sure that this indicated that we're talking about an acting interim executive director. I will vote against this.
All right. Are we out of time? Is that
over time by 45 seconds?
Move to extend by 5 minutes.
Second.
Is there any objection?
Yes.
Who moved to extend?
Leslie.
Okay. And Sean, is that you who objected?
Yes.
Maybe he's the only one.
So let's take a vote.
Matter.
Oh. We'll still have to take a vote, I imagine.
Ask if anybody else objects, Joe.
No, when one person objects, you take a vote. Thank you,
Sean. My understanding, unless somebody will correct me, is that if there's one objection, then we would need to vote.
Well, you could always. I used to ask, and then nobody else objected. If more than one person does, then you can take a vote. I mean, it saves time on the voting.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair.
George, can you help me out here?
You have to take a vote.
That's what I thought. Okay, so I guess we'll go to a vote. Let's go to a vote. Richard?
What are we voting on?
This is a five-minute extension.
Thank you.
Sherry Gendelman?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Julia Turner? Joe Manzala?
I'm not voting.
That's right, I'm sorry. Grace Aaron, Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Whit Bradford.
Yes.
Rico Ross. George Ryder.
Yes.
Sandra Rawline.
Yes.
Winnie Trill.
Yes.
Susan Young.
Yes.
Mia Bediako.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden. Is that a pass? Carolyn?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Jamie Ross. Jamie? Can't hear you. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Stacey Bird? Lisette King?
Yes.
Couldn't hear you, AC, I'm sorry. David Beaton?
No.
Pia Wangaza?
Abstain.
Did anybody pass?
Jamie votes yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Okay. 13-2-2-1. 13-2-1. 5 minutes. It's approved.
I'm Kathy on the stack.
Okay, but next on the stack is Carolyn.
This is Leslie. I thought I was before Carolyn.
No.
No? Okay.
I think you went Carolyn, Leslie.
Okay.
Excuse me, I'll pass for the moment.
Okay. Leslie.
Yeah, I too have concerns about this. I don't understand why the acting interim executive director needs so much more authority than all of the executive directors in Pacifica's history. If I'm reading this right, and it's sort of garbled, I think, it seems to be giving her absolute authority above and beyond the controls of the PNB, which approved the handbook, for instance. I'm very concerned about that. And I would like to move to table this until we have a permanent executive director in place.
Second.
Okay. Rivers' motion. So I think we'd go directly to that motion.
To table.
That was Leslie moved to table.
Okay, if y'all would tell me who you are, I don't know everybody yet. Thank you.
Joe, this is Jamie with a point of order.
Yes.
Actually, you can't table to a specific time. A motion to table is just a motion to table.
Right.
I didn't hear that.
You can't table to a specific time. That would be a motion to postpone.
Can I correct that to a motion to postpone?
Okay.
Second.
Okay, is there any debate on this?
This is Sandra.
Yes, Sandra. So hold on. So this is now a stack for debating this motion to postpone.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sandra.
I was on the previous stack, but my feeling is this, that anybody who has ever been an employee deserves the right to be graded by their employer and either promoted or sanctioned or whatever. The motion that Grace put forward, I feel, is in keeping with being reasonable with employees of the foundation, in that if they do not fulfill their required duties, that they be...
Point of order, Mr. Chair, this is not a discussion of the motion to postpone.
Okay.
Yeah, that's point of order. The question is whether... People should, well, can't tell people what to say, but it seems the question is whether we need to discuss it urgently or not. I mean, it's up to Sandra how she wants to articulate that. I don't think we can tell people what to say. But if...
Kathy,
no,
on the stack?
Hold on. Kathy, I mean, Sandra, finish your point, and then we'll move to the next person.
Okay, my point is, and I'm not even sure if I'm making the correct point in this point of this conversation, but it is that people deserve the right to be warned if they're not fulfilling their duties, whether that be verbally or written, and that if they continue to not fulfill their duties, that they can be dismissed. So whether you call it gradient or progressive, disciplinary, whatever, the point is that if somebody is not doing their job as requested, that they can be dismissed. And if they don't do their job and they're warned and they improve, that they will continue to keep their job.
Fair enough. Okay, people keep in mind that there was a stack for the underlying motion. This stack is about the motion to postpone. So try to think about the question of whether or not...
Hello, hi.
Question on this particular question so we can move to a vote and go back or not to the main motion. So the next person on this particular stack was Sean.
And Carolyn on the stack, please.
And Sherry on the stack.
And then Kathy.
And don't forget Kathy. Yeah,
Kathy's after Sean.
We have exactly 40 seconds on this motion, okay? And the fact of the matter is we should not postpone this. It would endanger us in terms of complying with FCC regulations. I don't believe anybody on this board would want to do that. We need to give our executive director, whether they are interim or not, the ability to deal with problems, either structural or personnel, and there is nothing in this motion that denies anybody due process or anything else, you know, no matter how far you look over Pacifica's history.
Okay, I'm going to hurry you up.
We are now at 5 minutes, sir.
Okay, is there a move to...
I move to information by 5 minutes.
Second.
Okay, is there a second? Is there an objection?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Sean.
The motion actually is whether to postpone or not, right?
Correct.
That's right.
We're going to extend for 5 minutes on that?
Yeah.
That's what people are asking.
Okay.
Thank you,
all right, sorry. I object.
Okay. So it's been, okay, so shall we go to, so the question, we're voting now on whether or not to extend time for 5 minutes to discuss whether or not to postpone this item. So unless there's someone who doesn't understand what we're voting on, Richard, can you
Point of information.
We're going to vote.
Point of information.
Yes. I'm at the point of. Go ahead.
The motion as stated doesn't have any until to it. So I assume that this is just a motion to postpone. Is that correct?
No, this is a motion to postpone until we have a permanent executive director.
So that's not a specific time.
A time certain?
Well, it's until something happens. So, okay, that's clear.